Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
You know, actually, so I meant to go to Barnes & Noble to get Jennings' book today because I didn't do, I have a digital copy of it, but, you know, I want to get the hard copy.
Same. Yeah.
No, exactly. And, you know, one thing he did not tell us yesterday, and I didn't learn this until after the show, is that he was in the Oval Office with the president. The president signed his book. Again, Scott's book came out today. He's
That's
been doing
so
the media
cool.
rounds. And he was on this show yesterday about 24 hours ago. You can always use the rewind function, although if it's after 24 hours, you can't. So everything I just said, I lied about. You have to go to the podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, but you can get it as a
Well, you can go back 24 hours and listen to the segment after Scott's yesterday, but we're past the window is what I'm saying. But it really was great. And then we had Joe Arnold join us in the 5 o'clock hour. And Joe interviewed Scott, and you heard that here in the 8 o'clock hour on 97.1. FM Talk. You know, I told Joe last night, we were kind of communicating after the show, I think a younger version of myself, Jennings is younger than Joe and I, you know, by about 10 or 12 years. I think I'd be very jealous of Scott Jennings if I was a younger Mark Reardon, but I'm so happy for him, and I'm past.
That's nice. That's
I'm
nice
already
you're
past my
that.
Prime
yes.
and all that caring about stuff. Remember, Sue, I used to care what I look like. Now I don't care what I look like. I wish I would have learned a lot of these things in the past. I could have saved myself
save
a lot
time.
Of time, money, and trouble.
Yep.
I will say that. One of the other topics that we talked about yesterday was Mike Archer, who is one of the new council people in St. Louis County, is the situation with the county budget. We've known this for a while, that there's a deficit. It's significant. What's going to happen? How are they going to solve that? Will taxes be raised? Are they going to use the Rams money? These are discussions that are ongoing right now. And I mentioned earlier, Tom Sullivan, who is a longtime public watchdog, and he keeps track of all these things. He sends out emails regularly with, you know, questions, complaints, things that maybe some of the rest of us in the media should be looking into. And he did that on this particular topic. And Tom joins me this afternoon to talk about some of this. Hello, Tom Sullivan. How are you?
Hello, Mark. I'm doing fine.
So this really did catch my attention because you were mentioning how Rita Herdes, who is the chair of the council, was interviewed. And I don't want to pick on Jason Rosenbaum because I think he's a pretty good reporter, and there are not many good reporters in this town. He's at the government formerly subsidized station, NPR. And she says, I can't explain how dire it really is. But your point is maybe the follow-up should have been, look, you've been council chair for 3 of the past 5 years. Shouldn't you deserve some of the blame for the budget deficit, right?
Right. I almost fell off my chair when she said that we need to get control of the spending. Well, she's been on the council for 6 years. She's been council chair for 3 of the last 5 years. And now she's just figuring out that they need to get control of the spending because it's now gone up. The total deficit now is given at $82 million. Not that long ago, it was $40 million. Then last month, it jumped to $61 million when Sam Page came out with a message to the council. And now it's up to $82 million. And no one in the media is ever really explaining why or how it got to be that high.
Well, that's actually a really good question, one that I didn't pick up on yesterday. But yeah, Sue, listen to the numbers. It was $40 million, then it's $61 million, now it's $82 million. Tom, to your point, what prevents it from being over $100 million before, you know, they even make any decisions on this? So the numbers and the math in and of themselves, the math should be kind of questioned at this point. I don't know. When you follow some of this, and by the way, Tom, Sam Page isn't even showing up to these meetings still, is he?
Oh, he's doing better, but he misses one every once in a while.
Okay, so he is showing up. What is he saying about this particular crisis? Is he commenting on how he'd like to solve this?
Sam Page has said that his idea is simply to take $59 million from the Rams money. And also, I think they've got some money that's in a other fund that they might be using. But then he wants to come up with a tax on internet purchases for next spring. So that is one way of going about it. But the council members are saying, no, we don't want to do that. So they're saying that, you know, they want to spend that money for legacy projects, and so they say they want to cut the budget. And what's kind of odd is we have all these council members going throughout the media talking about how bad things are going to be, and they got all this gloom and doom, and it's hard to figure just what their plan is.
Well, obviously, and then as you point out, look, the interview that Jason did was kind of followed up by the story that I talked about yesterday from the Post-Dispatch, and I had Councilman Archer on, which kind of dealt with the fact that maybe the police and the health budgets get a hard look. That kind of grabs your attention. That was a good headline to get you to, you know, click on that. But these are some of the realities that they're dealing with in St. Louis County right now. What is your understanding when they say a legacy project? What is your understanding of what that might include?
Well, I think they just want something other than for operating expenses. In other words, I think they feel that, just general revenue for, you know, paying for the police and paying to run the parks and all that, that's not something that they want. They want something that's going to be, you know, sort of like a something that's beyond just a regular operating fund, something that's going to be, going to be around for some time. I'm not quite understanding how they came up with all that, but it seems to me that the first thing they need to do is to take care of the situation that they have, which, of course, is police and parks. And then they have the situation with the animal shelter, which has been an ongoing problem for as long as I can remember.
Absolutely.
So I think the first thing they need to do is to take care of the problems that have been presenting themselves and worry about legacy projects somewhere down the line.
You said that the county is giving annually $200 million a year to Bi-State.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, right now it's going up to $200 million. That is in a, you know, they do have their own tax for that, but it's an incredible amount of money, especially since the fact that people have been complaining for a long time that they can't get to work on public transit using Bi-State. There's complaints about buses not showing up, buses being late, et cetera, et cetera. And the council basically ignores all those complaints, and they just fork over the money. And now Bi-State comes back, and they, in addition to the big hit they got already, they want another $25 million. I don't think they're going to get it, but, I mean, it's just the amount of money that they're getting is pretty fantastic. You're talking about $1 billion in the next 5 years.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Look, even some of the other math equations you put in here, there's $110 million for the subsidy for the Cardinals. You have $56 million that the county was shortchanged in the Rams settlement money. They tried to pass Proposition B. That cost $520,000. So these all things, even some of the nickel and dime stuff, which is not really a nickel or a dime, it adds up if you start, really compiling the list of all these things. The other issue that caught my attention here, and this is a problem for the entire region, obviously, is crime and poor schools. And one of the issues that you address here are how, you know, they're especially acute in North County. Obviously, that's part of the challenge that we have here in St. Louis County. But you said that Spanish Lake was once listed as the sixth fastest dying town in America by Forbes.
That is correct. That's a rather incredible statistic. They've had, you know, what often happens is when crime goes up, the quality of schools go down, there go the residents. And that is what's happened in that particular area. And one thing I mentioned, too, there was an apartment complex in Spanish Lake that had 3,600 calls to the county police in an 18-month period.
That is stunning. That's an incredible number. Yeah. Well, so, I, you know, 3,600 calls in an 18-month period at one apartment complex is what you're saying.
Correct. When I first read that in the paper, I thought they made a typo. I thought it was 360, and I checked on it. No, that's the correct amount, 3,600.
So, Tom, do you have any hope that some of these, you know, the makeup of the council and the way that these votes are decided, and, you know, I guess they certainly seem to have enough support to go against Sam Page when it comes to his priorities, but do you feel like the Republican members of the council are doing some of the things that they should do as well?
No, not necessarily. The Republicans have joined in with the Democrats to a certain extent. Well, there's basically two parties in the county council. Is the Sam Page supporters, and that's only
two.
One. That's Lisa
Clancy. We're down to one, right? Yeah.
Right, and the other six are Page antagonists. So that's the situation that you have, and it doesn't make for a very good working relationship. Sam Page is a pretty stubborn guy, and there's people on the council who are pretty stubborn too. So what happens is things don't get done.
Yeah, things don't get done. They kick the can, and then these numbers grow, right? If you're a betting man, you take $82 million, you're probably going to see a bigger number than that when we talk about it in the spring or whenever they start to address some of these issues.
Yeah, I was saying that they may hit $100 million by the end of the year at the rate that they're going. So we'll see what happens there, but hopefully they'll put a clamp on it.
Keep on them, Tom. Thanks for jumping on this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.